This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
New Russian missile strikes in Ukraine.
When the sirens sound, we'll go straight to the shelter.
Fallout for LA lawmaker over racist remarks.
She would be stepping down as council president.
Colonoscopies under the microscope.
This is a tricky study to interpret.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Ukrainians singing in a railway shelter as Russian missile strikes pound cities across the border for a second straight day. The death toll is up to at least 19. The governor of Lviv says power is out to most of his city after explosions at two energy plants. Correspondent Charlie Daggett has more from Ukraine.
This morning, Ukraine is still reeling from the onslaught, surveying the damage, counting the costs, and the dead. But while President Putin may have proved Russia has the reach and the recklessness to rain missiles down on civilians, his soldiers are taking a beating on the battlefield. We traveled toward the front lines in the south to Kherson, where Ukraine's troops have recaptured territory in a lightning counterattack measured daily by the mile. Oksana was still in a state of disbelief.
What did you think when you first saw Ukrainian soldiers here?
Happiness. She said, I was just very happy. She fought back tears as she described life under Russian occupation.
Today, President Zelensky is expected to urge President Biden and other G7 leaders to rush more weapons to Ukraine to help the country defend itself against the latest Russian onslaught. The Los Angeles City Council meets today after President Nuri Martinez apologized and stepped down from her leadership position following leaked audio that caught her speaking in Spanish, describing the young black son of a colleague as a monkey. Religious and civil rights leaders spoke out at a church meeting.
We as the people need to stand up and say, working with African-Americans, Latinos, and Asian Pacific Islanders, we are going to move beyond this.
We see who's for us, and we see who is against us.
Martinez has not resigned from the council itself. The school superintendent in Uvalde, Texas, says he will resign by the end of the academic year after months of outrage over the way the Robb Elementary School massacre was handled. In a statement, Hal Harrell wrote, "My heart was broken on May 24th. 19 fourth graders and two teachers were killed that day as officers stood outside classrooms for more than 70 minutes after a gunman entered. Former NFL star turned political hopeful Herschel Walker, who's mired in an abortion controversy, will get help from a couple of fellow Republicans today. Correspondent Nicole Killian.
Senators Rick Scott of Florida and Tom Cotton of Arkansas will appear with the embattled Senate Republican candidate in a campaign stop here outside of Atlanta today. Scott said that he is on Herschel's team and is proud to stand with him. Of course, this all comes as the former football star is set to debate Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock later this week.
Herschel Walker's fate pivotal to deciding which party controls Congress. The abortion issue was front and center during last night's debate in a race to fill an open Senate seat in Ohio. Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan challenged Republican J.D. Vance about the case of a 10-year-old girl who had to travel to Indiana for an abortion.
If you get raped, J.D. Vance and others are going to say you have to have that baby. State-mandated pregnancies for a rape victim? That is so far out of the mainstream, it's not even funny.
That poor girl was raped by an illegal alien, somebody that should have never been in this state in the first place. You voted so many times against border wall funding, so many times for amnesty, Tim. If you had done your job, she would have never been raped in the first place.
Early in-person voting begins in Ohio tomorrow. 2 weeks after Hurricane Ian hit western Florida, the death toll is up to 129, and many who survived are still struggling to clean up after the damage. The estimated cost is more than $100 billion. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says a lot of the loss may not be covered.
We met Robbie Podgarski in Fort Myers days after the hurricane hit as he assessed damage to the Green Cup Cafe, which he owns with his girlfriend.
The waves splashed around the counters and onto some of the other equipment.
Like so many here, they had insurance for wind damage, but not flood damage.
Since we're in a historic building in technically a FEMA flood zone, our insurance would be more than our mortgage or our rent.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Pro-Russian hackers wormed their way into major airport websites yesterday and knocked them offline. Officials at LAX, LaGuardia, Denver International, O'Hare, and Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta say they notified the FBI and the TSA immediately, and there was no effect on flight operations. The possibility of a railroad strike that could cripple the economy is back on. The third largest rail union has turned down a contract deal with freight lines. CBS Money Watch correspondent Dan Lieberman has the details.
Well, the union agreed to keep working for now. The group that represents the railroads in negotiations said it was disappointed the union rejected the agreement.
The union says it did not do enough to address paid time off and working conditions. A new study raises questions about the effectiveness of colonoscopies. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook, a gastroenterologist at NYU Langone, says the procedure can save lives.
The people who were offered colonoscopy had an 18% lower risk of getting colorectal cancer, but no difference in dying from it. And that's lower than expected. But only 42% of people offered a colonoscopy actually got it. The people who actually got a colonoscopy had a 31% lower risk of getting colorectal cancer and a 50% lower chance of dying from it.
A legendary radio man has died at the age of 97.
And here he is.
He was a pioneer rock and roll DJ.
California's number one disc jockey, Art LeBeau.
In the early days of rock and roll in the 1950s, Art LeBeau was one of the kings of the airwaves. He had lasting influence, too. He is credited with coming up with the phrase oldies but goodies. He also helped lead the way toward desegregation in Southern California with dance shows that brought together blacks, whites, and Latinos. LeBeau performed to the end. His last show was broadcast on Sunday night. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
There's a record breaker from the pumpkin patch.
It's the Great Pumpkin!
Anoka, Minnesota horticulture teacher Travis Ginger sets a new U.S. record for the heaviest pumpkin, 2,560 pounds.
Our spring and our fall is really, really tough. So to do it in Minnesota, it just shouldn't happen. It's like winning the Tour de France on a big wheel.
Ginger drove his prize pumpkin 35 hours to the 49th World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay, California. He broke a record set just last week in New York, a pumpkin that weighed 2,554 pounds. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The son of an NBA great gets his own endorsement deal. 18-year-old Bronny James, senior point guard at L.A. Sierra Canyon School, is among five high school players signing on with Nike. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, October 11th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.